Good Vach, everybody. A good Chodesh. Last week, we touched upon the inyan of Moira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. Said that Shmuel Hanavi paskins that Shchitis Ksheira B'zor. And Eli HaKoyin asked him, how does he know? Did he brought a riot from the faucet? She said, yes, you're right. But Afal Pekin, you're a Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi and you're Chayiv Misa. The Chana came, she begged daily, she said, please have Rachmonis, Elanar Azeas Balolti. And Eli said, he'll daven for another shul. She said, but Afal, you know, I want this one. And last week we said that this image of Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi is totally in the Mechila of the person that was Nifka. And in Meira, Chana was asking Eli HaKoyin to be Meichel. And the Seifdover was, according to the pshat that we said last week from the Night of Yehuda, and the Talach, he said the Taka Eli was Meichel. It would come out like that. It would seem that he was Meichel. But there's others that say that on such a thing, a person should not be Meichel. Let's take a look a little bit at some interesting in Yonim, but again, Meira Halochi B'fnei Rabbi. The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Taflamet Aleph Amid Beis, that's the Gemara that we're talking about, says that he was a Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. So Tosis over there, he asks a question, what Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi was? Why was he his Rebbe? He had never learned by him before. So why was it considered a Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi? We mentioned last week the Al-Shech HaKadosh that says that this Maisa did not take place immediately when he was 2 years old. It took place years later after he had already learned by him. So he's up to Al-Shech HaKadosh, but Pashtus, Tosis does not learn like that. Tosis learns that it happened right then and there when he was 2 years old. So Tosis asks, why was this considered Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi if he had not learned by him yet? So Tosis says, even though he wasn't his Rebbe yet, over Lamaisi he was the Gadol Hadar. Furthermore, Hayoshi came to learn by him, so he's already considered his Rebbe. Two things Tosis says. Number one, he was the Gadol Hadar. So it's considered Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi because the Gadol Hador is the Rebbe of the entire generation. And number two, he came to learn by him, so that alone makes him his Rebbe. So Rekiv Eger and Gilian Ashaf Seichens on a very interesting Shaila from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen in Simur Kuflam and Ches clears a Shaila like this. Somebody ate by one of the Ga'ine Hador. He spent the Seder night by one of the Ga'ine Hador. It wasn't his Rebbe, but he was considered from the, you know, prominent Ga'ine Hadar. So he had a Shaila, should he be Mekayim Haseva, in front of a Rebbe, not supposed to be Mekayim Haseva. So, on one hand, he's from the Ga'ine Hadar, so should he be Mekayim Haseva? Because, is he Potter because he's considered like his Rebbe? Other than that, he never learned by him. Memela, he has a Chiyuv of Haseva. This is what somebody asked the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Trumas Hadeshen quotes this Tosis over here that he asks L'chayra, why was Eli a Meira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi L'chayra, he never learned by him. So Tosis answers that even though he didn't learn by him, but he was the Gadol Hadar, and also he came to learn Torah by him. So the Trumas Hadeshen learns Pshat Memela, he doesn't need that, he shouldn't be Mesif. Because the Trumas Hadeshen learns pshat that each pshat in Tosis is a separate pshat. In other words, the fact that he's a Gadol Hador by itself makes it that you have to be mechavenim, and therefore there's no inyan of Haseva. And also the fact that he came to learn by him, even if he didn't learn by him yet, that alone is a mechayev. And since over here this person came to be mesa by the Gadol Hador, even though he didn't learn anything by him yet, afal pikein he's potter from Haseva, he's mechuyev to be mechavenim this person. The Ma'arik dings up with this. The Ma'arik learns that Tosis means both things together. In order to be Mechayev, to be Mechabed Amal Terebi, he has to be the Goyin Hador, and you came to learn by him. But if you're missing one of those reasons, then there's no meaning of giving in that particular covet. So the Ma'arik passes is Yitakechayev and Haseba. But isn't there a fact? This question was Lachari, he wasn't his Rebbe. Tosis says two things. Number one, he was the Goyin Hador. Number two, he came to learn by him. The question is, do you need both reasons together, or is each reason by itself enough? That's one side of the halacha. Last week we brought a question from the Marashah. The Marashah says, L'chaira, how could Shmuel get an einish L'chayim, he did not yet reach the parsha of Einshim. He was only 2 years old. L'fi the Al-Shech HaKadosh that we mentioned last week, it's not Shver, because the Maisa happened later when he was already older. But Parshav Shat L'chayim, he was 2 years old. So the Maharsha answers that the only time we have a din of Einshim, the Dinei Shemayim, you have to be about, I'm sorry, the only time you have to be about Einshim is when you have to be 20 years old, that's B'dinei Yadam. But B'dinei Shemayim, it's even with less. But the emphasis is, they ask a question on the Marshal, the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, that Fetes and Midbay says that even B'dinei Shemayim, they don't give punishments less than 20 years old. And furthermore, over here, a 2 year old to give an Ein is due. So the same question is asked by Aaron Einan. The sons of Yehuda that received Einshim, they received Einshim, so the Chayr, they were also young. Why did they receive Einshim B'dinei Shemayim? Tosfos asks the question, and he brings down from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that B'derek Klal is 20 years old, even B'dinei Shemayim. But there are Yotzei Min HaKlal where the people are child prodigies, and they're either just as mature as, or just as knowledgeable as people that are much older than them. So then, Min HaShemayim, they give out the punishment even for much less. Here Shmuel HaNavi, at 2 years old, was very developed. Menayla was shayach by him the Einish. The Chassam Sofer says a very interesting thing. Meira halachib if neirabai is not an Einish. It's a poison. It's a poison. That when someone is pegeya and covered at Taira, Chazal say, he's zoher b'gachalton shal tzadikim. You have to be careful with the gacheles, with the heat that's given off by tzaddikim, because if chas v'sholim you're pegeyan the covenant of tzaddikim, we could have terrible ramifications. So over here, Eli said not the Torah's shemayim giving an einus, it was the Torah's a kind of a poison that may affect people regardless. And minhag shemayim they decide when that poison affects, when not. Vice versa by Shmuel HaNavi they decided not to. There's a mayor de kemaisa. One search for my Rosh Hashiva of Gifted Atzal that happened with the Chassam Sofer. In the Chassam Sofer's shul, very few people were zoicha to give drushes. The Chassam Sofer states of Darshan, the Chassam Sofer, Reb Kiv Eger came to Darshan. The Malbim, when he was 18 years old, the Malbim, they were mechavad him to say a drush. He was an Ilui Mufli, and they were mechavad him to say a drush. So he got up and he said a drush, and Yad Hashem HaTayva Olav, he delivered a drasha. And after he finished the drasha, so he went down, and in his brilliance, he was still orangutan in the drasha. He wasn't looking where he was going, and he was still involved in the drasha. And as everybody was leaving, he stood himself down by the Chassam Sofer Stender. So the people there, they took it as a chutzpah, he was 18-year-old. Who gave a drasha, you know, it looks like a chutzpah, he's standing by the Chassam Sofer Stender. So somebody mentioned it to the Chassam Sofer. So Chassam Sofer said, "Stay dort, was a dort and bleiben," you know. So later on, the Malbim found out about this. He said, "There's a Shailin Girse," what he said exactly, but this is the one that makes the most sense to me. He said that for the rest of his life, he could not go any deeper in the sugar that he was holding then because of the lashon of the Chassam Sofer, was a dort and bleiben. In other words, it was a little bit of a gear in the Chassam Sofer's covenant. The Chassam Sofer didn't mean it. The Chassam Sofer didn't mean let him remain there and not go weiter. But Hayyos, he said it was a shtickel begam, even if it was not the kavana. Chassam Sofer said, Lozadart and Blyden, for the rest of his life, he could not go deeper into that sukkah. There's another Nifla de Kizach that happened. It was a major controversy in its time, which could I, for historical purposes, to know. That in Rav Kivayga's time there was a major machloikis over the printing of Shas. Kiyodua that Klal Yisrael suffered for many years because the Goyim, they destroyed the Shas and they had mass shreifas of Shas. And Memela, the Goyim were very, very wary and very careful of copyrights for people that printed the Shas. They wanted very much that the Shas should be reprinted, and they were very, you know, protective of the people that invested money, that they should know that their investment will be paid off. So there was a Shapiro family, two brothers, very choshev and choshev yidden. They were Einikluch of Rav Pinchas Koritzer, and they were Rav Meir Shapiro stammed from the Shapiro, same Shapiro family. They were the owners of the Slavita printing shop. They printed a shas, and they had gotten a guarantee from the Gedolim that they'll have a copyright for 25 years or until they finish selling all of their shas. Came along the Rum family from Vilna, and that's the shas basically that we have today. They came along. It was Be'erech, not 25 years yet, but most of the shasna had already been sold, and they wanted to print their brand new shas the way we have it today, with the Mefarshim in the back, with the Rush and the Ritz and the Marsha. That was like a novelty in those days. They wanted to print their shas. Aye, but the Shapiro Bros, the Slavita printing shop, they still had few shasna to sell. They were willing to buy everything off. If the whole purpose of the copyright and the whole purpose was to guarantee that they make their money back and they make a profit, so we're willing to pay them more, but we have a new shas now that we would like to produce. So this caused a major, major controversy, because they said the Shapiro family was not happy with this, and they took the Vilna shas to an entire. The Gedolim that were Lakan, it was placed in the hands of Rav Kiva Eiger to be Machria in this shaila. And Rav Kiva Eiger was Machria like the Vilna Shas, like the Rum family, because Lamaisa, you know, the purpose of the copyright was they should make back their investment. Whatever was left over, they were willing to buy out. Rav Kiva Eiger passed like them. It was, of course, more complicated the way I'm saying it. It was a more involved in Torah, but that's the way it boiled down to. And for Seitzich, the other side didn't like that. And they spread a rumor that Rav Shlomo Eiger, Rav Kiva Eiger's son, was bought out by the Vilna Shas. They paid him off to sway Rav Yekiva Eiger. And they use the lashon of Chazal, Bar Kuziva, hita a slave Rav Yekiva. Bar Koichva Bar Kuziva, he had an influence on Rav Yekiva. They used such a lashon, and that lashon got back to Rav Kiva Eiger, and he had terrible, terrible agnes nefesh from that. And Lefi one Girsa, Rav Kiva Eiger said, he said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he says, my covet, I'm Meichel. He says, covet Atayra, that's up to you to be Meichel. On the covet of my son, that I can't be Meichel. This is what he said. Lamaisa, a terrible, terrible thing happened to the Shapiro brothers. One of the workers committed suicide right outside the building. He hung himself on a pole. And the authorities accused, they had some shaykhs with the Shapiro brothers who were granted tzaddikim, they were choshev yidin, and they were put into court, and it took a lot of energy and a lot of payment and bribery to get them out. The safe dover was that they had to run the gauntlet, which means a bunch of soldiers were standing on horses with whips and with sticks, and they had to run through. Kitzer, one of them ran through first, and they were beating him, hitting him, and the other one ran through, and in the middle, his yarmulke flew off. So, Elchayid, he ran back, they were beating him and hitting him, he ran back to pick up his yarmulke, he wouldn't go without his yarmulke, and then he ran through, and the side devil was, they had a lot of agnes nefesh from that. It took them a long time to recover afterwards. A while later, one of these brothers, he met Rav Kiva Eiger by some simcha, and he told him, he says, Rebbe, I know that the maisa happened because of you. I know klar that this maisa happened because of you. He says, Lamaisa, you know, maybe we were wrong. Of a fart, we come from a chashuva family. Fart, you know, we're not amiratzim, we're tamidei chachamim. What about kavod ha-Torah? So Kiva Eiger said, Kiva Eiger was an on of mikol adam. He said, kavod ha-Torah b'ikich. Says he was the gadol and tzak, and if you're pegeya in the covet of the Pesach Hadar, then you know that minimizes and that lessens the whole inyan of listening to a gadol, and that has its ramifications. You know, this is a gzeira. It's something min hashamayim that we have to be very, very careful of. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, has a meiridik yishmuz on this inyan of Meira Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, and he asks, why is Meira Halacha b'fnei Rabbi so chumrid? He brings down the Gemara in Masechtas Erevin. The Gemara Masechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, says, Loimeshu b'nei Aaron, Ashaheiru Halacha b'fnei Meisha Rabbi. Talmid Echad, there was a Talmud that was sitting in front of Rabbi Eliezer, and he was Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. So Rabbi Eliezer told his Rebbetzin, Eimer Sholem, he says, I'll be surprised if this Talmud makes it through the year. To me, Ani, if this fellow will make it through the year, the Kachav HaMaisa, he was Loi Haiti Shnasa, as they state in the Gemara. So what's that going to be? Why is it so chomer? Furthermore, Chaim Shalovit says, it's mashma from a different Gemara, that it's not just because it's a begia in the covet of the Rav. Because sometimes a person could pass him L'chvoidei Shal HaRav, and still he gets punished. Where do you find such a thing? A Pelo de Gezach. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. It's a Gemara in Erev and Dasamach Gimel Amid Aleph. State called the Moisif Mila Kamei Rabbe. If anybody, he answers something in front of his Rebbe. Here it doesn't say Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. Here it says called the Moisif Mila Kamei Rabbe. If somebody says a word in front of his Rebbe, he answers something. He dies without any children. So he's taking the Gemara. Now, what's the Raya? Listen to the Raya. Pella. Shenemar, Vayan Yahishua binun Mishoris Moshe, Mibachurov, Vayomer Adoni Moshe Kloen. My master Moshe destroyed them. What was he talking about over there? Eldad and Medad were Misnabe Bamachana. They were saying the Vua. And what were they saying? Moshe Meis, Yahishua Machnis. As Yisrael Ba'aretz. So Yeshua couldn't take this. Yeshua said, Adoni Moshe Kloim, destroy them. So because Yeshua said something in front of his Rebbe, because of that, he died without any children. From Divrei Hayomim, the Gemara's Medayik, it's Mashna, but he didn't have any children. It's a public thing. Here he was sticking up for his Rebbe's covet. And Afal Pikein, Agavurcha, you see how Hoge. The Chofetz Chaim was once sitting next to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Landinsky. The Chofetz Chaim held of Nitzshayach. Moshe Landinsky was an Odom Gadol. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Rav. So once my Shabbos Shudas, there were Bachrim there, the Chofetz Chaim was mechabed him to speak. And he remained quiet. Again, the Chofetz Chaim says, Nu Rav Moshe Zagepis. He remained silent. Nu Rav Moshe Zagepis, he remained silent. So afterwards, somebody came over to him and said, why didn't you say anything? He said, you want me to jump into the fire? You want me to jump into the fire? This is how he was afraid of saying anything in front of the Chofetz Chaim. That's the lashon of the Gemara over here. It doesn't say, kol ha-mayra ha-lachet. Kol de-moysev mila b'pnei rabbi. He would not open his mouth in front of the Chofetz Chaim. He was a goyim oilim. Chofetz Chaim held him. Wouldn't open his mouth in front of the Chofetz Chaim. But here you see, and it's not just a question of being pegeya in the covet of the Rebbe. Here, it was lechvayda the Rebbe. Afal pikein, you can't say a word in front of the Rebbe, even if it's lechvayda. So what's the pshat? And furthermore, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asks, what's the pshat? Rabbi Eliezer said, I wonder if he's going to make it through the year. Why couldn't he be Michael on his covet? Why do you have to be so makbid on his covet? And if anything, the Gemara says, Masech the Shabbos, kol shechadei reinen es al yodai, anyone that causes somebody else to be punished because of him, they don't allow him to go into the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the nyanim and oilam avos tehinishmosei tshvura v'tshvura chayim to be together with Hashem. Anyone that causes someone a punishment and he's not meichel, so how could it be over here that Rabbi Eliezer wasn't meichel? So Chaim Shmulevitz says over a myriadikah thing. The Gemara says in Chagigah Daf Yudalid, Yud Ches Klolus Kilel Yeshaya Es Yisrael. Yeshaya said Nevuah about 18 different Peronios that are going to be for Klal Yisrael. He wasn't appeased at Sha'omar Yiravu Nar Bizokim. The Nar will dominate over the old. And the lowly, they will dominate over the ones that are respected. This is the lowest madrega that Klal Yisrael could sing to. See, Chosh Rav Yeruchim of Lubavitch that says, as long as Klal Yisrael has the proper respect for the Gedolei Hador, they have a kiyum. They could sing low, 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 low. but they still have a value as long as they have the proper respect for the Gedolei Hador. But the minute it reaches a point where they don't have covet for the people that are older than them, they don't have covet for elders, they don't have covet for their Gedolim, that is a siman that Klal Yisrael is totally lost and totally bereft. That is the lowest madrega that a shayach to sing to. And he quotes another medrash. The medrash says, it's a medrash from Ayikra Rabba. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Nimshlu Yisrael La'if. Klal Yisrael is compared to a bird. Ma'if, just like a bird. Einoi Pireach B'loi Knofayim. An oif cannot fly without any wings. Af Yisrael and Yecholim Lazeish Klum B'loi Ziknehem. They can't do anything without their Ziknehem. Kain says, what's if it's dafka, a bird? What about an animal without its arms? Why dafka do we compare Klal Yisrael to a bird? The Torah says, a bird is not a bird if it can't fly. An animal, no, an animal without arms is still an animal. But a bird without its wings, what touches up oif? Oif means to fly. A bird without wings cannot fly. So it loses its entire metzias. Klal Yisrael, without its gedolim, is not a nation. Why? We're not just the regular people. We're not just like anybody else on this world. Our metzias is to fly. Our metzias is to elevate ourselves above the ground. We are a nishma. We have a neshama within ourselves. We have a chelek aloikam yimal. We're supposed to elevate ourselves above the gashmias. We have to fly like the birds. As long as we have zikanim, as long as we follow in their footsteps, as long as we emulate them and we listen to the generation before us, then we have our metzias. But if we don't follow the generations before us, we lose our entire metzias. It's not the pshat that we're like regular bnei adam. We lose our whole metzias. We were not meant to be regular people on this world that eat and sleep and just enjoy themselves. We were meant to elevate ourselves and live a ruchnias dika life. We were meant to fly, to elevate ourselves above the ground. If we don't, if we're not mechabed our gedolim, if we're not mechabed our rebbeim, if we don't look up to the previous generation, it's not the pshat we're like regular people. We lose our entire metzias. So, Rav Chaim, that's why it's so important. Why there's such a chaymer ha'inyan and this inyan of meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Someone that's meira halacha b'fnei rabbi is being pegeya, and someone that's above him, that's being pegeya not only in his rebbe, is being pegeya in the whole metzias of Klal Yisrael. The entire existence of Klal Yisrael depends on looking back at that previous generation, looking back on someone that's before us, looking back at a higher authority. Memelev is pegeya in the metzias of Klal Yisrael. That's something that we can't survive. That's a tremendous chaymer in you. Rav Chaim brings a meyudik yiraya to this. There's a peludik yigimara in Baba Metzia. Famous gemara. We know that Rav Yochanan used to stand by the Yarden, swim in the Yarden, and one time he met Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish at the time was a robber. He originally was a Talmud Chacham, it seems, and he had gone off to Derech, and Rav Yochanan is in the Yarden, and he sees Reish Lakish taking off his clothing, and he gives a jump from one end of the river to the other. So Yochanan saw this, he said, Chelech lo'iraisa, this kayach that you have, this physical power, should be used for Torah. So Reish Lakish answered him back, Yefech l'noshim, your beauty is to you do it. Rav Yochanan was a very beautiful person, had a tremendous physical beauty. He says, your beauty is fit for women. It's wasted on a man. So Rav Yochanan said, I have a sister that's much more beautiful than I. And if you're willing to come back to Torah, I'll give you my sister in marriage. So Reish Lakish was masking. The Gemara says he tried jumping over back again to get his clothing. He couldn't do it anymore. Because once he was makabel on himself, Torah mateshes koicha shalodam, maybe he was weaker, but then he became a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and he became like second in command to Rabbi Yochanan. One time there was a machloikis in the Beis Medrash, and there was a misunderstanding between them, and Rabbi Yochanan said something, Reish Lakish misinterpreted it, and he said something back, and Reish Lakish got sick. So it says that his wife came to her brother and said, please, I say, you know, B'shul al-Manushi, please have Rachmanis, because am I being an Almana? I don't want to be an Almana. He said, Hashem is going to take care of you. He said, have Rachmanis because of my child, Yosem. Hashem will take care of you. And the side level was that Reish Lakish was Niftim. This is a pella. No Rachmanis on your sister, on your son. Like, what's the pshat? Furthermore, this meant the death of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish was gone. Rav Yochanan's chiyus was to be mefalpel with Reish Lakish, to speak in learning with him. And now he had nobody to speak in learning to. So he went around crying a whole day. Heichon at bar l'kisha, heichon at bar l'kisha. Where are you, Reish Lakish? Where are you, Reish Lakish? And the Chachamim sent Rav Elazar ben Pidus from the Gedolei Gedolim to go speak to him in learning. It wasn't the same. Whatever Rav Yochanan would say, Rav Elazar ben Pidus would bring a raya from the Mishnah of Raisa. So he said, it's not the same. When Reish Lakish, when I used to say something to Reish Lakish, he used to fight with me and try and slug me up. We went back and forth, and we took the give and take. We were mechadish many, many more halachas. But it's not the same without him. And we went around, and he got sick, pashit, he lost his mind. The Chachamim were responsible for him to be nifter. Chaim Shmulevitz points out, why weren't the Chachamim responsible for him to get better? So for Chaim, that's like being responsible for someone to be able to live without water. It's an impossibility. They understood that Rav Yochanan could only live if he had that constant tupel chaverim with Reish Lakish. So davening for him to recover was an impossibility. They knew that. And Agavurcha, another Nukudi you see over here, Rav Elia Lokyan points out, the Gemara says in the Sechtes Brachas that, hey, that Rav Yochanan had 10 sons, and they were all nifter. So the last son that was nifter, he took out a little piece of bone that was small enough not to be metana, and he went around being menachem, people that lost loved ones. He said, this is the bone of my 10th child. And the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was menachem me after losing 10 children, so too he should be menachem you. So Trebeli of Opian, that Rav Yochanan was able to survive the loss of 10 sons, but he wasn't able to survive the loss of one Reish Lakish. That shows you how much Reish Lakish meant to him, and Afal Pikin, he couldn't be Michael. So from Chaim Shmulevitz, you see from over there that it wasn't the Dover Pashit. He wasn't allowed to be Michael. Means even though a person knows that by not being Michael, he can't be in the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though he knew that he was giving up his pupil Chaverim, he wasn't allowed to be Michael because it was the Tzairach of Klal Yisrael. And it's a chumradikid thing for someone to go against the Tzairach of Klal Yisrael. It's not just a matter of being Pegeya in the Rav, it's also a matter of the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, because their Gedolim and their Rabbonim have to be Mamish, have to be the authority. It's interesting how vite this goes. Chaim Shmulevitz, in a different shmuz, he brings down the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar of a lover, Me oilom lo yomarti dover shalei shamati mi pi rabbeisai. I never said anything that I did not hear from my rabbi. He only said things that he heard from his rabbi. He wasn't the chadish anything, it sounds like. It wasn't from the Gedolei HaTanoim. So the Mefarshim asked, but in a different Gemara it says, Omad Rav Elazar v'darash dvarim shalei nishma'u me'aylam. Rav Elazar got up and darshing words that were never heard before. How could it be if he only said things that were said by his rabbeim? So how could it be that he darshing things that were never heard before? So there are those that learn pshat that he saw things in his rebbe's words that nobody else was able to hear. In other words, he was so minded. He went so into the depth of his Rebbe's words that he heard things that nobody else heard before. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says differently. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that, of course, he said Chiddushim of his own. That's not a question. But whenever he said a Chiddush, he looked back to see, is this the kind of a Chiddush that my Rebbe would have said? Is this what he is Mahalach? Of course, he was Mechadish. But it has to have a pattern. It has to be with the Messiah. The Torah is meant to be Mechadish. Torah is meant to say Chidushim. That's the thing that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most Nachas Ruach, to add Chidushim to Torah. But are the Chidushim based on a Messiah? May Oilam lo yamarti dover shaloi shamati mi pi rabbeisai. Even when I said a Chiddush, I look back to see, is this looking at the Mahalach of my Rebbe? Would my Rebbe have said such a Chiddush? Or maybe my Rebbe wouldn't have been asking to such a Chiddush. That's the way he learns Pshat. At Heichon HaDvorim Agiyim, how we have to be cognizant of the people before us. Says a person, Chayiv Odom Loimar Mosa Yagiu Maisa L'Maisa Avoisai. A person is Mechuyiv to say, when are my Maisim going to reach the Maisim of my ancestors? Says, Vikenach de Greich in the Masim from Antata. He says, I'm going to ever reach the Maisim of my father. My father was a living symbol of Mesiris Nefesh, Mamish. He gave himself up al Kiddush Hashem. How am I going to be able to ever do that? He says, it doesn't say you have to be equal to the earlier generations. You have to try and reach with them. If we try our hardest, we could reach their feet. But if we try to reach their feet, at least we'll be on a madrega. If we don't try at all, then we'll sink, you know, to lower madregas. We have to try and emulate them as much as possible. And even though we know that we're not going to manage to reach their level, of a lahagia, we should at least be able to touch, you know, the lower of their madregas, and that way we know that we will be elevated. Chaim Shmulevitz said that the two happiest moments in his life, one time, a Talmud of his came to him to visit him. His Talmud was already a Rosh Yeshiva. So he asked the Talmud, do tell me over the chiddush that you said in Shir. So the Talmud told him over a whole stickle teira, a nice stickle teira. It was word for word a Shir that he had heard from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, from the Rebbe. Now he was sure that the Talmud wasn't saying it over, because he wouldn't tell over his Rebbe a Shir. The pshat was that the Talmud had long forgotten the Shir, but he had gone into the sugya himself, and he typed up the sugya. I'll see the way his Rebbe typed it up. So he had hanor that his Talmud was going through the sugya of his mahalach hamachshav. That was one. The second time he had tremendous hanor was an old Talmud of Mir that learned together with him in yeshiva once visited him. I said, tell me over a shmooze of yours. So he was telling him over a shmooze. And this fellow was closing his eyes. So he thought he was asleep. So he stopped talking. The fellow says, no, continue. He continues, and nachamo. He stops talking. He sees he's asleep. So he says, what are you doing? He says, no. I'm closing my eyes. Listening to you speak, I picture how our Rebbe, Reb Yeruchim, said a shmooze. It mamash brings back to life the way Reb Yeruchim used to say the shmooze. So to him, this was the biggest simcha, that he felt that his mahalach hamachshava was like their Rebbe, Reb Yeruchim. There's one more interesting zach. Reb Baruch Ber Ki Yodua, Reb Baruch Ber from the Gdoile Rosh HaYeshiva, how he was mechabed his Rebbe, Reb Chaim. Ki Yodua, Reb Baruch Ber was a meridik bal menagim, made up negunim of his own. Also meridik chazan bal tefila, and the Talmidim used to love hearing him sing and to sing together with him. So one time the Talmud made a comment. The Talmud steigdeist the Rebbe. Because Reb Chaim was not known for his singing prowess, Reb Chaim Brisker. He wasn't known for his great singing ability. Reb Baruch Ber was. So he said, the Talmud steigdeist the Rebbe. So Reb Baruch Ber couldn't handle this. He's thinking. He says, Zachazazay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created my Rebbe perfect. But a human being has to have one chesaron. So he found a chesaron in my Rebbe that he shouldn't sing as a Gevaldik. By me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me full of chesroinus. Of epis, something good he has to give me. So he gave me the Kayach HaNegina. This is the way he answered why he didn't steigdeist his Rebbe. But you see his mahalach. That by him his Rebbe, that he should have steigdeist his Rebbe even in singing. You know, he couldn't be soil that somebody should make such a comment that he should steigdeist his Rebbe. Thus is b'inyan Meir Halacha. Now one more nekuda in Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, which is so what was talking to Pshat, so how could Eli HaKohen, in light of what we just said now, so how could Eli HaKohen taka be Meichu? Right? Last week we said it's totally in the mechila of the Rav, but the way we're saying now, l'chayra, it's not shy to be meichel on something like that. Rav Yonis and Eifshitz has a different mahalach over here than what we said last week. He says the following. He asks Taka, how is Eli allowed to be mevater on this tremendous chumriyus dikinyan of meira halacha b'fnei Rabbi? So he says, sh'tet in the Zayir HaKadosh. Even though from the Gemara it's mashme, that shechita is k'sheira b'zor, but l'chatkilu should be done by a kayin. From the Zohar HaKadosh, it's mashma that l'chatchila, it's best not to be done by a kohen. L'chatchila should be done by a Yisrael. Havos. Because Api Kabbalah, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Kehanim represent Midas HaRachamim. They bring out the Midas HaRachamim, based on Midas, the whole purpose is we bring the Kurbanas to bring out the Midas HaRachamim. But Shecht accepting a behemah, killing shnichas damim, it's metzias, is a metzias of midas hadin. It's taking away life. So a kohen that's oisik and the avodah of midas harachanim, lechatchilas vesta, he should not do the shechita. That's the reason why shechita is kshera bizar, and alpi kabbalah is preferable to be done with the zar. Frek the zayir hakodesh, if that's the case, so how does a kohen bring the minchas soita? The chayra minchas soita is the chmidas adin, because it causes her to have a din misa. So how could the kohen bring the minchas soita? And for the zayir hakodesh, then it's l'toyvasa, because if Takas he didn't do the aveira, then if she didn't have any children, she'll be zayichet to children. She'll be zayichet. She had the keva, she'll be zayichet to a ben zachar. If she had children that weren't so beautiful, she'll be zayichet to children that are beautiful. So the etzim it's a good tzach. And if she did the aveira, then it's not the kohen that's punishing her; it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu that's punishing her. As I state in the zayir hakodesh. Memela zok the avos yainis and zok the yainis and ayiv. She said that's the shot in the pasuk over here. She came to ask for rachmanis. Ay, it's meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Meira halacha b'fnei rabbi is only usher stamazay. If it's a halacha which is not trying to be mafresh anyone from trouble, but over here she was trying to be mafresh kohanim from Isser. Shmuel Hanavi was trying to, as a little child, he said something which is for the benefit of kohanim that they shouldn't be Isaac and Midas Adin because it's not good for Klal Yisrael. She's trying to be mafresh from something good, then it's mutter. Baharaya, she said, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalolti. If you'll remember, the Gemara in Bracha said, Rabbeinu Shalom, if you don't give me a child, I'll become a Saita, and if I'm a Saita, it'll end up that I'll have a good child. Right? I could have a child in my own way. I could go into a hidden place with someone, I'll become a Saita, and they'll even force to give me a child, I'll summon a Saita. So that is the Raya, that a Kayan, that over here, it's a good thing that the Kayan not check, and the Mela, there shouldn't be any of my Ra'alach with my Rabbi. As I zucked, the Ahavis Yainison over here. Finally, El Hanar Hazeh Spalolti, the Zayir Chodesh says, it should have said El Hayelet Hazeh, or El Haben Hazeh Hispalolti. What's El Hanar Hazeh Hispalolti? Zok the Zayir Chodesh, Chana said, Yehi Rotzen, that even when he gets older, he should do the Avoida with the same freshness as he does when he's a Nar. It's good to remain a Nar, certain states where people have to grow older and they have to mature, but in a way it's good to be a Nar. It's good to have that same freshness when we're older as we had when we were younger. I always say over that the feeling of Elul that I used to have as a young bachur in yeshiva is very hard to recapture later on in life. Because when you're younger, you're much more impressionable. You have much more of a feeling for what hits you right then. As you get older, you know, you've seen more already, so you're less impressionable. It doesn't make a reishim. That's the shot over here. El Hanar Hazeh Hispalolti. She davened that he should be a Nar. He should always remain fresh. They say over from the Baal Shem. It's brought down the Sefer Degel Machne Ephraim B'Shem de Baal Shem. It says, Al Tashlicheni Le'ez Zikna. Don't put me into a matziv where the limudim that I have already seem old. No, it's already alta tayr. No, it's already an alta zach. It should always remain fresh by me like I'm a nar. That's one of the reasons the Svar Magdoshim say that the Aron and the Beis HaMikdash had the kruvim on it, a young boy and a young girl. They were young because that's really the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. He wants us to remain young all the time. They say over, one of the Gera Hasidim, he was a 90-year-old man. Over, he used to go around with his visas. So he said he's not 90 years old, he's 3 times 30. That's the El Hanar Hazeh Hispalolti. She wanted he should always remain fresh. And finally, there's a medrash that says that the Magdeya of Avram and Sarah was Bachur Ubisula Mitzad Echad, Zoken Uzekena Mitzad Sheni. What does that represent? A lot of people, when they're younger, they have kaiches, they're vibrant, they're exuberant, but they don't have the seichel to guide them exactly how they should act. Midr Gisim, when people get older, when they have the experience already, and they have the maturity, they no longer have the kaiches to be able to do it with his rizas. By Avram and Sarah, they were Bachar Ubisula, Zokin, and Zakein at the same time. When they were younger, they had the maturity to be able to guide them and how to use their kaiches. And when they were older, they still went around with his rizas like they were younger people. Have a good buck, everybody.